We've never had a war memorial, and council 2 years ago decided they would endeavour to have a war memorial because there were 11 men from the community who joined up with the Department of Defence, or whatever it was back then, in 1943. And they eventually joined and became part of the Torres Strait Light Infantry Battalion. One of these men stayed up in the Torres Strait area and he's buried there, but the others all returned to their families in Aurukun. One actually died on leave in April 1945 and he has a war grave in Aurukun, the only one in the community.
And these were all Indigenous men?
All Indigenous men, and they all have family members here. Some of the men, their daughters or sons and grandchildren, but some have got direct sons and daughters here who lay a wreath each year. In the past, on Anzac Day, I've lived here for 20 years now, but in the past, some of the older people would go down to the cemetery and put flowers on the graves of those who served. But it's really important that we encourage the younger generation to know exactly what happened. I have been told, and it's quite a common story around from the older people, that a Japanese submarine actually, and I don't know what year, tried to come into the mouth of the Archer River. The Royal Australian Air Force had a radar station at Wootton, which is at the mouth of the Archer River. In 1943, they had that there for 12 months. So it was an important area.
Do we know how it was that these 11 men came to join up? Because they were a long way from anywhere.
That's
how
correct.
Did it happen?
From what I've researched, in September 1943, a vessel from the 2nd Australian Water Transport Group called into Mapoon, Weipa and Aurukun mission stations to recruit Aboriginal men for service. And 11 from here enlisted and then went up to the Torres Strait. Aurukun has quite a history with the Torres Strait area because of the pearling luggers. And I have asked people, some of the older men who were children back then, what they knew. And they did tell me the names of some of these men who had previous experience on pearling luggers in the Torres Strait. So they did have a knowledge of the waters, would have been invaluable help.
And a fairly unique sort of knowledge as well in
those
days.
That's correct, yes, correct, yeah.
So they joined up with the Torres Strait Light Infantry. Do we know much about what they did during their terms of service?
No, only from what I have researched, and other people have done a lot of research on the Torres Strait Light Infantry Battalion. But some of the men, and not the Aurukun men, but some men from the battalion did go up into Papua New Guinea. And it was a very important support for the, I guess, not only the Australian Army, but also for the Americans and that who came across from Guadalcanal and the other parts of the Pacific.
I notice you also talk about the Reverend William Mackenzie, who was one of the early religious leaders there.
Mr. Mackenzie was the mission superintendent. He came to the community in 1923 to 1924. Then he went back down south and was married. He and his wife served from 1925 to 1949. And then again from 1950 to 1965. Mr. Mackenzie was actually a prisoner of war in the First World War and was taken as prisoner at Massini's in France. But then he served in a voluntary capacity with the Volunteer Defence Corps in Aurukun, I understand. He enlisted as a volunteer. From what I've been told, all the children and a lot of the women were sent out bush. We don't have a plane wreck as such from anything in Aurukun itself, but there is a plane wreck that we know of southwest of Aurukun within the Shire, and it's out on one of the outstations, and some of the people know where that is or what's left of it. But it's a really important thing, and the community are looking forward to the unveiling and dedication of this war memorial.
And what time is it happening on the day?
10 o'clock on Thursday, We have a march with the police, community police, and others who have served in the Australian Forces. And this year we're having some of the older class of the school children, which is really exciting to take part in the march.
Well, we wish you every success with it. I hope it's a really good day and that it's something that will be visited and honoured year in, year out.
And that's what we're hoping. Warren Inch has given us a flag from the Torres Strait Light Infantry Battalion, one of only four that have been in, that are available, and that will be on the plaque for the unveiling, and then next year and subsequent years that battalion flag will be in the march for Anzac Day every year.